Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is trying a new great diplomatic initiative to roll back the danger of war with 100,000 Russian troops massed near the borders of Ukraine, with other American troops, small numbers, being rushed to Poland, Romania, and perhaps elsewhere in Eastern Europe, 8,500 American troops on standby. Are we close to war or close to some kind of resolution? And what about that challenge, which I thought was an intriguing challenge, put to a caller to this show last hour named Joe? He called from Virginia, and he was somebody with some Army experience who was saying that in the Army you can get by if you have a capable commander, or if the commander isn't so capable, if you have some NCOs and non-commissioned officers and others working around him, you can also do fine. But if you have neither, then you have a real problem. We'll be talking about that and more with Ralph Peters, a career Army intelligence officer, author of 34 books, including a best-selling and wonderful series on the Civil War novels. They will get to that with Ralph Peters coming up on the Medved Show. But first up, there is a great deal of conversation, of course, about the ongoing back and forth between Joe Rogan, the most successful voice in the podcast business right now, and between people like Joni Mitchell or Neil Young, or those who feel strongly, and there are more and more people coming forward like this each time, who feel strongly that you shouldn't, without some kind of disclaimer, be able to put forward just blatant misinformation. Oh, about things like, one of the things that was problematic with Joe Rogan was the efficacy of ivermectin. And yes, it is apparently just great for horses and other large animals, but not so good for human beings. That's been kind of made clear to people on a number of points. There's a piece in Politico that it says at the top, the dangerous appeal of Neil Young's righteous censorship. Joe Rogan's all wrong on COVID vaccines, says the piece by Jack Schaefer, who is Politico's senior media writer, but nothing good comes from stifling free speech. I resist the idea that this is an attempt to stifle free speech, and for reasons that I think are made clear in a piece by Nick Gillespie over at Reason.com, but we'll get to that in a moment. What Rogan's call for a ceasefire won't end is the calls for the censorship or deplatforming of sub-Orthodox voices like Rogan and other controversialists. To date, no notable rock and roller has fired at Substack for hosting COVID outliers like Joseph Merkula and Steve Kirsch, but it's only a matter of time. Campaigns like Young's against Rogan, either he goes or I go, are like Young's against Rogan, either he goes or I go, and defensible, of course. Nobody should be in a position to tell Young what the proper home for his music is. Nobody should tell you that you have no right to cancel your Spotify account or cancel your daily newspaper as an act of protest. But Young's public and messianic urge to mute a speaker, his attempt to protect other people from speech he deems harmful himself, cuts against his own career-long devotion to free speech. The point that they make in the other piece that basically answers this one, and this is one by Nick Gillespie, a well-known libertarian thinker at Reason.com, and he says, who do you trust more about COVID, a legendary rock star or the world's most popular podcaster? The biggest takeaway from the latest culture war battle is that you get to decide. Neil Young pulled his music from Spotify, but you can still listen to his discography easily enough. And even if the world's most popular streaming service had dropped Joe Rogan, he'd still have all sorts of ways to reach his massive audience. The scandal du jour reminds us that radical free speech is alive and it's well. In a profound way, it doesn't matter if somebody somewhere wants to block it, because it'll be available a few clicks away no matter what. Spotify updated its rules about publishing content that promotes dangerous, false, or deceptive medical information about COVID-19 and other diseases, but he stood squarely by its market star, whose contract is worth a reported $100 million. Young almost immediately inked a deal with a satellite radio provider, SiriusXM, to distribute his newest album and curate his back catalog, and his music remains widely available on YouTube, Apple Music, and his own website. Same goes for Joni Mitchell, who quickly followed suit. Rogan also keeps rolling on, telling listeners via Instagram that the whole point of his show is to have interesting conversations and let people come to their own conclusions. If I pissed you off, he says, I'm sorry, and if you enjoy the podcast, thank you. Okay, the point about this is that when people say this is an issue of free speech, to say that you do not choose to be associated with a certain point of view or a certain tendency is one thing. And saying that there should be government interference to prevent that from going out over the Internet. Well, first of all, as Nick Gillespie points out, in our current media world, where we are just saturated, and there are so many sources for anything you want, and you really, there's not even enough time. The point that I think Neil Young is making is wanting to discourage people from going to a place like Joe Rogan for reliable COVID coverage. And now that they have agreed that they are going to have different voices on, so it's not all from vaccine skeptics, or some people would say vaccine conspiracists or deniers. Well, that's one thing, and then you're moving in a more appropriate direction. Now, by the way, this doesn't apply to everything. There are examples of people who take things too far, who take things where it's not just enough to answer. The entire idea is offensive and appalling. And this idea of comparing Dr. Fauci, who gets plenty of criticism and he can take it, but does it go too far when you compare Dr. Fauci to Dr. Mengele? Dr. Mengele was the evil Nazi doctor who killed people in his own laboratory performing ghoulish experiments, in quotes, on them, and was actually involved in deliberate mass murder. Really? Yeah, that's... Does that sound like Dr. Fauci? It's not right, and it's not decent, and it's not acceptable, it seems to me. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a so-called congresswoman and a disgrace to the Congress. This is clip 10, Jeremy. And this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we will get to that because it's extraordinary. Now, where would she find a place where she could disseminate the idea that Dr. Fauci was the second coming of Joseph Mengele? It's out there, and it's now way out there on a top-rated show. We'll tell you which one later in the Michael Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved Show, Ralph Peters is the author of 34 books. He also served as a career U.S. Army intelligence officer focused on the former Soviet Union and post-Soviet Russia. He studied Russian and East European history, culture, and literature literally since childhood, and as a journalist, he warned against the underestimation of Vladimir Putin ever since Putin came to power. Ralph, it's great to speak to you, and let me ask you first, I don't know if you saw the letter that that Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri sent to the Secretary of State Alex Blinken, Antony Blinken, and it was demanding that the United States publicly withdraw any support for allowing or inviting Ukraine to affiliate with NATO. And Senator Hawley suggested that would solve the crisis with Ukraine right now. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, Michael, I'm shocked. I didn't know Senator Hawley could write. We're in another age, and this happens periodically in American history, another age of madcap charlatans, selfish men who do not value our Constitution but would prostitute it to their own ends. And that's not just on one side of the political aisle. I'm astonished by the mediocrity. What I've found myself is that really high-quality people don't want to go into politics anymore. Now, there are certainly exceptions, but we're in danger of leaving politics to the clowns, and that would certainly be bad for the country. In the past, we've always had some men of both parties, men of dignity and true patriotism, not noisy yelling, who always pulled us through. But I am deeply disturbed by the demagoguery I see on all sides. Senator Hawley, to me, I'm sure he has his fans out there somewhere, but he is antithetical to all the values I took to heart when I wore our country's uniform.
So I take that to be a disagreement. It would be a disaster.
No, I'm not voting for him.
No, I take it to be an agreement that this letter saying that we should give in to Vladimir Putin and allow Russia to determine who gets to go into NATO would be a mistake.
Yeah, well, giving anything to Putin at this point is a mistake, because the problem is we want to deter him now. We want to deter him from a small or a great attack, a vast attack on Ukraine. But in the past, we have allowed, and this is again, presidents from both parties have allowed Putin to literally get away with murder, and in some cases, mass murder. We like to cite the sanctions we've imposed in the past, and the Europeans have imposed, but they're small beer. Putin was able to easily work around them. We were never serious enough, because we didn't want to take the risk, and the Europeans didn't want to lose the Russian money. And now we are in a situation where if he should choose to do so, Putin could launch the greatest war on European soil since World War II. He could invade a significant sovereign state. I mean, Ukraine's got a population of over 40 million. In terms of territory, it's the second largest country in Europe, behind only Russia. It's strategically important. But beyond all that, I don't think you can be a total idealist about foreign policy. Realism has to be, and idealism have to be in balance. But the principle that an aggressor can simply invade a major country, seize its territory, then seize more of its territory, and now threaten to seize the rest of its territory, that cannot be tolerated. And no, I am not in favor of sending U.S. troops to fight the Russians, but I am damn well in favor of giving the Ukrainians all the aid we can to let them fight. And the Ukrainians, God help them, they will fight, and they will fight bravely, but they are militarily terribly overmatched by Russia's firepower.
What exactly is the significance? We're moving troops to Poland, apparently, or reputedly, and to Romania. Is this simply a sign of seriousness? Those troops could not in some way interfere tactically against a Russian incursion, could they?
No, those troops are not meant to enter Ukraine, even one yard, 1 meter. Frankly, those troops aren't even really primarily to deter Putin. Those troops are to reassure our NATO allies on NATO's eastern flank. the Poles, the Romanians, the Czechs, and by the way, even Scandinavians who are not members of NATO, Finland and Sweden, who are thinking seriously about joining NATO at this point. Much of what Putin has done so far has backfired. He is changing the strategic alignment in Europe, but not entirely the way he wishes and wished to do so. But no, those troops, they're not meant to go into combat. They're meant to literally show the flag and stand beside the Poles and other NATO allies in the east.
What is the
Lithuanians, Estonians, etc.
The Latvians as well, sure.
Yes, certainly.
What is the most optimistic possible outcome of this confrontation that is even realistically feasible?
Well, I'll give you three scenarios, but the one you want to hear, the most optimistic outcome, the one we would desire, would be that Putin decides, no, he's made a mistake. He's only, instead of dividing NATO, he's pulled it together in closer unity. The sanctions that are threatened now would take a bite. The whole world's watching. We've already tipped, and the British have tipped, that he was planning to stage an incident and videotape it and blame the Ukrainians for invading Russian soil or killing Russians in the Donbass. So if at this point he decide to cut his losses and take a fig leaf deal with the United States, where yes, we can talk about shorter intermediate range missiles, we can talk about various deployments, we can talk about which kind of U.S. troops are stationed where, we can talk about those things. Something that he could present to his own people as a victory, even if it wasn't. And that's an important consideration because, you know, having mobilized well over 100,000 troops, which is an expensive proposition, having left young Russians out there in the cold since October, in many cases, he's got to deliver something, and that's the real crux of this. He's got to have a takeaway, something he can take home and brag about. And we're willing to give him that if he'll accept it. It won't be any kind of limitation on NATO expansion or a country's free to join NATO, but something to do with an arms treaty of sorts. That would be the best outcome. But, Michael, the other two outcomes, both ugly, would be limited incursions to establish a land bridge to Crimea, and to nibble bits and pieces around the eastern Ukraine that he still wants. That would be bad.
And there are even worse outcomes. Ralph, can you hang on for a moment?
Glad to.
Okay, great. I want to ask about the idea of China being a bigger threat coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As big city crime continues to skyrocket across the nation, President Biden is calling on lawmakers to authorize more money for community policing efforts.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors.
Biden making no mention of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The United States believes Moscow was close to staging a fake attack against Russians to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the plan could include a release of a graphic video of a fake attack. Kirby saying this propaganda is right out of the Russian playbook. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show, speaking with Ralph Peters about one of the most pressing topics facing the world right now, which is the confrontation between Russia and the second largest land area nation in Europe, which is the nation of Ukraine. We are talking about the best case and worst case scenarios in terms of when this thing works itself out. And you mentioned the best case scenario would be that Putin realizes that he's made a mistake. He's driving NATO closer together and unifying the West against him. And he would cut his losses, which would be easy for him to do. And I'm sure he could find some way to proclaim that a victory. The second alternative, and you said there was a third, was that he would actually do an invasion and would seize a land bridge connecting Russia with Crimea, which is Ukrainian territory that he's already seized. And what's the third alternative that you think is a conceivable possibility?
The second alternative was a limited attack. The third alternative will be an all-out attack from Russian soil, from Belarus. And Putin may calculate that since he's never paid a significant price for any of his previous bad behavior, that he can get away with it, that, yes, sanctions might bite, but he can weather it, and the Germans and others, and the Germans are a problem, will ultimately forgive and forget to make money off him. And he just goes in with everything he's got. And if he chooses to do that, it's going to be a bloody mess. The Ukrainians have to defend this vast land border, but Putin, the aggressor, can choose exactly where on that vast border he wants to concentrate his forces and attack, with achieving odds of 10, 20 to 1. And he would try to do everything very swiftly, Michael, to punch through with heavy armor, air support, drones, artillery, infantry as well, but just to try to roll as fast as he can over the Ukrainian defenses, accept casualties, keep on going. Open flanks. Let the follow-on forces take care of that. It would be Blitzkrieg 5.0. And he would certainly have hiccups. But he, in that scenario, his tanks would try to reach Kiev. Now, what does he want, ultimately, strategically? He wants the eastern two-thirds of Ukraine. Why not the western one-third? Because he's trying to reestablish the Imperium of the Tsars, not the Soviet Empire. And western Ukraine, for him, would be more trouble than it's worth, because that is European. That was never part of Russia. That was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Always looked toward Europe. Western Ukraine is Roman Catholic. Eastern Ukraine is Orthodox. There are cultural and linguistic differences. Now, there's a Ukrainian nationality, nationalism, has taken hold. Putin has driven the Ukrainians together. They've learned their lesson. They don't want Russia invading their country, and they will fight. But, as I said, if he goes whole hog, it's going to be utterly grim, and he'll try to do it very, very fast before the world has a chance to react and protest.
That's extraordinary. I mean, and what you're saying about seizing just the parts of Ukraine that have some population of Russian nationals, Russian speakers, and others, and to leave the Western Ukraine to, I guess, have some kind of rump existence, but they would have a tough time. I mean, politically, where they have a fairly vibrant political system in Ukraine, wouldn't there be opposition to accepting any of that? And by the way, I saw there are 14,000 people who've already died in Donbass, right?
And yes, fighting the Donbass and related territories. It's already been bloody. And, you know, that's the thing is, Putin initially, some of the Russians who live in, the Russian speakers who live in Ukraine back in the day had some sympathy for Putin. They felt nostalgia for Russia. Some of the really old ones, 60s and 70s, feel some nostalgia for the Soviet Union. But Putin's bad behavior and the bloody mess he made in Donbass in the east has really united Ukrainians, whether they're native Russian speakers or Ukrainian speakers, and more Ukrainian speakers. There's an entire generation that's grown up that didn't have any Soviet experience. It has no feeling of... They've grown up in an independent Ukraine. They don't feel attached to Russia. And more, Putin's actions in that front at least have backfired. And again, he's unified, by and large, unified Ukrainians against him. The Ukrainians, no matter what Putin says, they do not want Russian troops entering Ukraine. They will fight.
And again, what
Russia's
what
got
would
a huge army, Ukraine doesn't.
What would you expect the United States and the Biden administration, how would they respond if that nightmare scenario of an all-out invasion occurred?
Well, we wound up accepting refugees, and certainly we would impose draconian sanctions that are by far greater than anything we've seen. But is that enough to deter Putin? Is the prospect of those sanctions enough to deter him? We don't know. We will not fight for Ukraine. And I don't think we should, because you have to be realistic. The American people would not support it. But certainly my sympathies are with Ukraine. A real problem, Michael, are the Germans. So far, they've been pretty much holding together with the rest of NATO. But the Germans have powerful business ties with Russia. Their former chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, works basically as Putin's personal dog's body. Quite a number of German politicians and businessmen are on Putin's payroll. You've got the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline directly from Russian soil under the North Sea, under the Baltic Sea, to Germany, and that's a big money maker for the Germans. And so the Germans have to decide whether they will behave ethically and morally and decently, or whether they'll, you know, shed a few crocodile tears and go back to taking Putin's money. Putin's counting on the Germans putting money above human life and human suffering. And by the way, the Germans in World War II were far more destructive in Ukraine than they were on the territory that's now Russia. The Germans, as far as I'm concerned, owe the Ukrainians, and they're so far the weak link in the NATO chain.
It's extraordinary. And with a new chancellor who is untested and...
sympathetic to Russia.
Well, I know that a number of Germans that I've spoken to say that Chancellor Olaf Scholz is a difficult man to underestimate.
Well, we can hope, and you know, we're getting mixed signals. Germany has held the line so far. The real star is their foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, from the Green Party, which
right.
has really shifted its position. On the campaign trail, Baerbock was she was ferociously anti-Putin. Now that she's in government as foreign minister, she's got to be more circumspect in her language. But I am truly hoping she can pull the rest of the government and her party, the Greens, who again are anti-Putin on human rights grounds and at odds with German industry. Let's hope they pull through because, again, Germany is the weakest link. That's Putin's, he thinks it's his ace in the hole. And we've got to pray that the alliance holds together. And if he goes in, imposes sanctions that truly, truly cripple the Russian economy.
Well, I do know that Anna Baerbock, the foreign minister, is the most energetic part of that coalition. And any coalition that Ralph Peters is in is one worth taking seriously, and he's going to be the most energetic part in it. It is a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope that of the alternatives you've sketched out, we are able to get the one that is most acceptable for the interests of the United States. And one of those things that goes without saying, and this is the problem with Senator Hawley's letter, is it ignores the fact that if any of this happens, if Putin gets away with this kind of readjustment of the map, it's a powerful message to China, which long-term may be an even more serious competitor. Ralph, Godspeed to you. We will be right back on the Medved Show with a question about should we continue with the State of the Union tradition. Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, still a great opportunity for you to go ahead and get your Medhead Plus membership at the grand cost of 22 cents a day, which gets you access to our history programs, all of them, anytime you want it, free. It's really worth checking out. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com and join us. Meanwhile, a group that I don't think you want to join is the extraordinarily misguided and offensive group, and it's certainly so much worse than anything Whoopi Goldberg said, and which is bad enough. But this is another bunch of idiots, frankly, who are bent, you'll pardon the expression, on identifying Anthony Fauci as comparable to Joseph Mengele. One of the differences here, Dr. Fauci, say what you will about him, has actually saved a lot of people's lives in prior pandemics, as fighting AIDS and other things. And he's determined to save lives. Dr. Mengele, the mad doctor of Nazi Germany, who ended up being wanted, one of the most wanted war criminals, and a true monster. He's compared by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, defending the right-wing so-called journalist Lara Logan, who made that comparison initially. She repeats it and defends it on the Alex Jones show. Listen, this is clip 10.
What do you make of Laura Logan getting deplatformed and getting attacked for coming out and comparing him to Joseph Mengele? I think it's a very fair comparison.
I think it's a fair comparison that it's basically been one big human experiment, right? That's what COVID-19 vaccines have been. That's what COVID-19 has been. So do I think Lara Logan should have been deplatformed or attacked for what she said? No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I tend to agree with Lara Logan, and I think most people do as well.
Most people do. That it's appropriate to compare Dr. Fauci or anyone working in the United States and trying to save people using the best means that they can find, that comparing Dr. Fauci to a Nazi war criminal is worth defending. And again, this is not a question of freedom of speech. This is a question of consequences for indecent speech. What's so strange to me about this kind of thing is people are very ready to cheer on, and for good reason, Sarah Palin, with her lawsuit being blamed with no basis at all in a sloppily written, stupid editorial. Sarah Palin was blamed for the shooting of Gabby Giffords, a former congresswoman from Arizona who was shot by a nut who wasn't a follower of Sarah Palin's. He wasn't a right-winger at all. He was a pothead and a left-wing pothead who was just one of those mental health problems. It was crazy. It was offensive to associate that with Sarah Palin. Now, should that have consequences? Well, there already has. They probably will end up paying something, but who knows? This is the New York Times and her lawsuit, which begins, I think, this week. I think it may begin tomorrow. In any event, how outrageous that is, and how outrageous, beyond outrageous it is, to take any American and make the comparison with the Nazis. The Holocaust is not comparable. And not comparable to, thank God, anything in our world in the United States. There's also a word by Mark Cuban. And Mark Cuban sometimes says crazy things, but sometimes he says things that actually make some sense, though they may not get him new popularity. This is Mark Cuban talking about his requirement that employees for his companies be vaccinated against COVID. He was on The View. This is clip 11.
You know, all the research says that mandates work. And if in a perfect world, you just want to leave it up to employee choice. But this is a contagious disease, and we have to take responsibility. I have to take responsibility for thousands of people. And you can't just ignore it and hope it works its way out. And so I've been a proponent of mandates in my companies. You are required to be vaccinated. Should the government do the same for major employers? I go back and forth, honestly. I don't have a good answer for you, but I think it's the right thing to do. And I think, you know, you just can't ever dismiss the fact that it not only is it a contagious disease, but there are, 17, 20 million people in this country who either are cancer survivors or continue to be immunocompromised for a variety of reasons.
Okay, look, what he's saying is, yes, I have a responsibility to my employees. And isn't that something that you would want? Right now, 97% of members of the U.S. military are vaccinated, and fully vaccinated, I believe, because they're required to be. And again, it's part of what you do for the other people who serve in the military. And it is not fair to expose people needlessly, especially with as many people as we know of who are immunocompromised. The Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, he was caught again, and this is the same NFL game, the All-California duel between the Rams and the 49ers. He was caught on camera, actually posed without a mask at an NFL game. And here is how he justified it. Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, clip 7.
I wore my mask the entire game, and when people ask for a photograph, I hold my breath and I put it here and people could see that. There's a 0% chance of infection from that.
I hold my breath, as Jeremy suggests. This is like Bill Clinton saying, I smoked, but I didn't inhale, if you remember that. Now, it doesn't mean he didn't try to inhale. It can be difficult for people trying to use marijuana for the first time. The first and only time I have ever tried to do marijuana, it had to do with a senior project. But I really, really could not inhale. I've never smoked cigarettes and not used to it. One of the other things I'm not used to is a Ghostbusters film that comes out and has some of the old Ghostbusters and the old characters make their appearances and isn't hilarious and lovable. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town in Oklahoma to reclaim the spooky legacy of their mysterious grandfather. But what they really discover is Ghostbusters Afterlife, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I found this in my living room.
Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Well, this crew are going to have a very tough time replicating the success of the original film from 1984. There's no real plot, just a lot of confusing mumbo-jumbo about Sumerian gods and goddesses emerging from a mysterious mountain to take over the world, while our teenage heroes try to use antique machines to stop them. Like the prior attempts to provide a Ghostbusters sequel, this one falls flat. It traded PG-13 and partially answers the question, who you gonna call? Not this ill-considered sequel. Two stars for Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I don't think there will be an afterlife after this, because I think what all of the Ghostbusters sequels have shown is that that was a singular comedy success, because it was fresh and it was new and lots of talented people. And this one is actually just seems a sad betrayal of that past. Speaking of sad betrayals, there is a claim that the excessive voices, the loudest voices on the anti-vax movement, have actually brought human sacrifice to America. How? We will get to that contentious claim next time on the Medved Show. We'll also be taking a look at a new movie about football coach, Super Bowl winning coach Sean Payton, who actually did get suspended and have to coach his son's 12-year-old Pop Warner team. And then we'll also be talking about Hispanic students who are opposed to critical race theory. Why? The reasons why I tell you a lot about the state of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.